I just want everybody to see that for one more second. Look that. All that good stuff. Anyway, you guys got to see it. So it's going to be a kick-ass show tonight. This guy is very funny. Very funny, man. He is rising up in the ranks of comedy. Dude. And if y'all ain't watching him, y'all need to go follow him. Go check his TikToks out. Go check out his Instagrams. Go check out all of his things. He's also going on tours. He's doing it. He is doing it. Anyway, before I even get this stuff started, I really hope everybody had a great week. Everybody's having a great weekend. That is my apologies for last week for not doing the show. I was tired. 36 episodes running straight through every Thursday night. Sometimes there's some that are on a Saturday, you know, whatever, whatnot. Man, I was just tired. By the time I got home from work and everything else, man, I was beat down. So I was like, well, I'm not going to do the show because I'm just, again, whooped. What's going on, Big Man Bassin? Dude, you're going to really love this guy. You really are, man. This guy's fucking legit. I love his content, man. It's good stuff. But again, I do apologize to everybody that was anticipating a show last week. But look, man, when the Vanilla Gorilla gets tired, bro, it's time to relax. I gotta take a minute and do my thing. But we're back again. We've got a kick ass show, y'all. I can't explain it enough. This guy he came across, here's how it happened. He came across my For You page and I was like, that's fucking cool. So I started scrolling through his TikToks and was I stalking him? Probably. I mean, he's a very attractive man. I mean, anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm scrolling through his TikToks and I'm like, holy shit, the bits that he's doing is just legitimately like, I don't know, man. They're actual real life. It makes you actually wonder. What's up, Jay Turner? How are you, my man? But I'm gonna bring him out, and you guys, let's just ask questions. Let's really get to know this guy. We're gonna go over like his past, the present, the future, everything that you guys want to know about things, man. This guy is. He blew my mind. So check him out. I'm going to bring him out. Welcome.
Hey.
Hulk the Comedian.
What's going on, everybody? What's up, man? How you living, my dude?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. I really appreciate you being on this show. I really do.
Oh, yeah. No doubt, man. I had to, man. You're real good people.
I appreciate it. Man, so I think the one video that came across, I really want to say it was the
handicap, the wheelchair. With the shoes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, tell some of these people that bit, that one little bit. I think that was the one that popped across my For You page. And I was God.
Yeah, that one went viral in probably like 2 hours. It was about 2 hours that video went viral. That video right there came about, I got a homeboy who's in a wheelchair, he's paralyzed. Uh-huh. And, every time he comes around, like he wears a lot of Air Force Ones, right? The white ones, and the bottom, they be dirty a little bit. And I never really like wanted to like come out and ask him, like, yo, like, you can't walk. How are your shoes dirty? So yeah, I thought about it. I said, well, what better way to ask him then to make a video about it. So I made a video about it, just really specifically gearing towards my homeboy. The next thing you know, it went viral. The clip, it will be on the TV show Ridiculousness.
There you go.
It's just crazy, man. And I had a lot of fun with that video, and now I got people all across the country They really responded to it very well, and I got people in wheelchairs all across the country just duetting the video, sending me the video of their shoes, them on the floor wiping their shoes. It's crazy, man.
Bro, that's fucking amazing, because I think you even took the audio of the that's suspicious.
Yeah, that's suspicious. That's the thing. Like on the clip, it say, you don't hear me say anything, but you just see the words that say, when I see someone in a wheelchair. Yeah. And their shoes be dirty. And the only thing is saying, you don't find that suspicious?
You don't find that
you
suspicious?
You don't find that suspicious?
Oh, man. So, bro, that killed me, because I was watching it and I went, he's got a point. Ladies and gentlemen, think he about has it, a point. This is real shit right here.
Yeah. So now I got everybody just watching people, like stalking people in wheelchairs, just looking at their shoes and be like,
they just grab them.
Yeah. So, like, my favorite one is this guy's on TikTok. He duetted it, and everybody in his family was in the comments like, Uncle Bob, I was wondering that this all this time. How are your shoes dirty? That was just crazy, yo.
And he's like, really?
Yeah, really? The response I got back from that video, man, was very, very crazy, man.
Did you get any kind of hate? That's another question. Like,
no, actually, like, to be negative honest with you, I honestly was expecting that video to really go downward, because one thing you don't want to do is crack jokes on the disabled. You know, we live in a very sensitive world these days, so you got to be careful how you do stuff. But no hate, not one bad comment, not. Everybody just like, that's good. He got a point. I was thinking that. Yeah, now I'm be looking at everybody in wheelchair. Like, so it was cool, man. It was really, really cool. The response, everybody duetting the video, making it go viral. You know, is bringing a lot of awareness to the disabled, also in a good, positive way, to where everybody can laugh about it too. So that was real cool, man.
That's good. That's good. I hate to see the fact that something that was like so. Oh man, what's the word I'm looking for? It was pure. It was real. It was authentic. Yeah. And for you to come out with that, and then all of a sudden it was, if you'd have gotten hate off of it, I'd have been like, bro, that'd have pissed me off.
Yeah. One thing though, I got some strong followers though. They stand by me. So they be getting to them half the time before I even can get to them. So, I mean, you know, if you join my page, if you don't say nothing nice, my people will come for you.
Yeah. See, and Big Man Bassin even made a comment. He was like, they can't even stand up for themselves.
Right.
Oh, we're going to straight. We're going, all of us are going straight to hell. I mean, that was just,
you know what's funny though? You know what's funny? I got my homeboy.
You guys are killing me.
No lie. This was just the other day. We was all sitting down chilling and stuff, you know, just drinking. And he said, yo, I'm about to go run down to the store real quick. I looked at him and said, what'd you just say?
And
he didn't get that I was making a joke. He was like, I'm about to get ready to go up and run down to the store real quick. Right. I said, you about to get up and do what now? He said, I'm about to go, man, shut your ass up.
Nah, we all know damn well it ain't nobody fucking running. Ain't
no damn way sure. Running nowhere down to the store. Yeah. Man,
bro,
good,
I even
bro.
Catch myself. I'm like, I'm gonna go jump in the shower. Yeah, it's like, nah, for real. I'm ain't jumping in no fucking shower.
How did you feel about the? You see that R. Kelly video is going viral too?
Yeah. What?
I told bro. You I was gonna do it, man.
Bro, these videos that you pop off with, man.
Did you see the jail?
Insane. Do what?
Did you see the jailhouse one after he comes back to his cell from court?
I believe is that the one where he started singing? Oh, hold on a second.
Yeah, at the end, it's like, turn that shit off.
Yes. We going to hell, bro. That's it. I mean, that's just crazy. No offense.
Yeah, gasoline draws on, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, man. But shit, let's get into it, man.
Yeah, so. Look at these arms, you guys. Look at these arms that this guy's got. The traps and the arms. Look at this. Holy freaking round. Look at this.
Hey, Speaking of that, you know why they called me the Hulk? So I went and got Hulk tattooed on my throat.
I saw that. There you go. I saw that. Yeah. That's pretty legit, man. I like that.
But don't get it twisted, though. This is just for show. I can't fight.
Whatever. 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 What? All right, let's talk about this. What did before comedy? What did you jump in? What were you into? Like, what was like? That's it. I got to go to work. What was your job before comedy?
Being a celebrity bodyguard. That's what I did before comedy. I also was a medical assistant. Yeah, I was doing that part time while I was a celebrity bodyguard. So I would do that during the week, and then I would go work at a chiropractor's office for like 4 days a week, and then fly out on Thursdays and come back Sunday night or Monday morning or whatever. And so that's what I did before comedy. It was one of those things. I actually jumped into it. I was walking in the mall in Atlanta, and I had this celebrity come up to me, and they was like, "Hey, do you do security?" I was like, "No." And they was like, "Well, you should." I was like, "All right, I'll give it some thought. Like, whatever. I don't fucking care." Like, I was like, "Yeah." So, I had thought about it. I said, "You know what? I just spent a lot of money in the mall. Maybe let me go back and see if they still need some security." And so I ended up doing that, and I was like 23, 24 at the time. So. Next thing you know, everybody kept asking who I was when I posted a picture, and the celebrity who it was posted a picture. And the next thing you know, I started getting calls, and next thing you know, I'm with Moneybagg Yo, I'm with Gucci Man, I'm with the Migos, I'm with Trina, Trick Daddy.
Damn.
I'm on the set of The Walking Dead. I'm hanging around everybody, you know, all these people who I just, you know, NBA YoungBoy, Little Kim, anybody you can think of was just calling me to come book me in. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this for a while. The money was real good. What I did was, when I used to go to clubs, I used to have all the security at the club standing around the stage so I can just be in the back partying with everybody else having fun.
Yes.
So I made money and I had a good trip at the same time, man. But I would fight a lot, though. I actually would fight a lot, and I just got tired of it. And, you know, it's a lot of gun violence right now, so I just didn't want to end up being one of those guys being talked about on the news. So I just gave it up, and I started doing security for comics. And that's how I ended up slowly walking my way into the comedy game.
But you've been – how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy for 4 years now.
4 years. And look – and. It's astonishing as to where you're headed.
Right.
I mean, you've got so many people following you, and your content is fucking bomb.
I mean, I try to create content, man, that everybody can relate to, like not trying to be funny. I don't be trying to be funny. I just do normal stuff that people just do every single day, but I just put my own twist to it. Right. And the people that follow me, you know, they're really genuine Hulk fans, Hulk followers. They, you know, they support Hulk. I post, you know, 10 times a day, and it's different stuff every time. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm just constantly, my mind is always thinking, because those who haven't seen me live, you know, I can't post my jokes and stuff on social media a lot because I don't think it's fair to pay, you know, charge people to come see me $25-$30. And then here I am posting all my jokes on social media. So I keep the skits coming, and some of the skits that I do, it'd be the ones that I don't even think that'd be funny, be the ones that be end up being the funniest.
Yeah. And that always the case.
So, I mean, you know, I gain between 2,500, 3,000 followers on TikTok a day. I'm just now rebuilding back my Instagram up. My old one got hacked at 200K in Atlanta. But I mean, it's cool though. My followers are coming back, but I just try to do stuff for the people. I don't just do it for, a different race, a different gender. Is for everybody. So it's not just get, you know, anybody can relate to it. I don't care whether you're the corniest white person, the corniest black person, the hoodest person, or the hoodest white person, or whatever it is, you're gonna be able to look at it and say, yeah, this shit is funny.
Yeah, there's like a little bit for everybody in your
for
comedy.
Everybody, man. So that's like real cool.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. I really enjoy watching it, and it keeps every time I go on there, it's like it pops up FYP. And I'm like, what does he have now?
Yep.
And then it's R. Kelly, and I'm like,
oh, yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm on, yeah, I'm on. Well, I would say I'm on R. Kelly's ass right now, but that's not appropriate.
You in half a county?
Yeah, right. But I was actually kind of scared to do the R. Kelly skits, man, because people all the time on my social media always be saying, yeah, but why does he look like R. Kelly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so there's always a resemblance there.
Yeah, man, that's what people always be saying. So, because actually, I be wanting to do like, the, well, I can't do it now. He's been convicted. So I can't do the videos now. But a little bit further down my page, I used to do music videos. I used to dress up like the artists in the videos and do like the exact video that they used to do. But I can't do it with R. Kelly.
No. Can now you know what you know what would be funny is if you came out with a remix of the Keys in the Ignition.
Oh, oh man, that would be hilarious. And I'm gonna try to ride this. Oh, I was about to like, say something else. Oh man, crazy.
Like completely change the wording.
I was about to say I'm gonna ride this R. Kelly wave for as long as I can, but I can't say that. That is definitely not appropriate.
No.
What do you say you're gonna do? Ride R. Kelly's wave.
You're gonna ride his wave. He does have a nice wave.
Yeah. But I'm gonna keep the R. Kelly, you know, the R. Kelly jokes coming for at least about another 3 more days, though. At least.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, at least.
Hell yeah. Man, because it's now that's comedy, man. That's how it goes.
Yeah, and you know, nobody's being all I'm still gonna listen to his music though. I will say that.
Oh yeah,
but I'm gonna just turn it down when I'm at the lights. I'm not gonna let everybody know I got the Chocolate Factory playing in my car. Yeah, I don't want anybody to know this.
Yeah, but I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. So
you're gonna be like,
have you ever seen that movie Office Space? You know, like where they're like the dude is jamming out the Scarface, and he's like, he's in traffic, and he's like, hell yeah. And he turns around, he sees a black guy walk, and he reaches over and he locks the door. You're going to do the R. Kelly version. You're going to see people looking at you, and you're going to be like, just turning it on to music.
Right.
Come on. Oh.
Hold on. My killer want to be in the podcast.
Oh, there's. Look at that. Yeah. Look at that thing. Oh, man, bro.
Right. It's my protector. She don't play.
So, just out of curiosity, how much do you bench?
I don't go past 405.
I don't go past 405.
I don't go past 405 because I work out alone. So
I got you. Holy cow.
Yeah.
So are you like supplements and all that good shit, like the protein and like creatine? Are you just going straight?
Nah, just a lot
like
of protein, man. A lot of protein. A lot of steaks, a lot of chicken, a lot of hot dogs, a lot of mashed potatoes, a lot of Domino's pizza.
That's what you've got. That's what she brought in, isn't it? Yep, I heard exactly the door open.
And cinnamon twist.
Cinnamon twist.
Yeah, man.
You if you want to go grab a bite to eat real quick, bro, you can go get something.
No, nah, I'm good. I'm good. Because I start eating, I don't want anybody to know I eat that much. Like,
hey, I can
just eat one slice right now.
Bro, I've been on this show, and I will sit here and eat pizza and chit-chat with my guests if I had the food. But I already ate. I've ordered me some chicken wings off of DoorDash, and I was like, kind of starving. Yeah. Well, yeah, they were good. I was digging on these things. So what are your – golly, man. So, like, that was your past. So you did a lot of different things in the past, like your the bodyguard, the security, you did all of that. And you were like, you know what? I don't want to do this shit anymore. He start dabbling in the comedy because, of course, the security. Right. So what's like the next step for Hulk the Comedian?
I want to do movies.
You kind of resemble Kimbo Slice, man.
Everybody keeps saying that.
Golly. Bro.
Kimbo Slice. I don't know. I see Kimbo Slice more than I see the R. Kelly.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's next on for my list. I actually just got booked in Hollywood on March 6th of 2022, actually yesterday. And it almost brought tears to my eyes. But no shit. Man, I got a lot of people watching me. It's crazy because I don't even be knowing that a lot of this stuff be getting to people, man, and they're like they're really reaching out. So I'm just, you know, I've had some of the most craziest people email me, and I'm like, how did you get my email? But I forgot that I have all my information on my on my page. But just for them to take the time and stop and just look at my stuff and be like, hey, you know. So I'll be in LA in November, and then I'll also be in LA to have my big shot in March 6th of 2022.
Nice. Okay. Golly, bro. And how old are you?
I'm 30 years old. Just turned 30 in March this year. Yeah.
30 years old.
Yep. 30, man.
You're living the dream, man. You really are. You're kicking ass. You're staying positive.
Yep. You gotta bring laughter and positivity, man. That's like I can't allow myself to get down, man. I've been down for too long when I was younger, man, through a lot of stuff that I had to go through. So I refuse to let myself get down, man. And I try to uplift everybody else who might be going through stuff. We're in a pandemic right now. People, you know, ain't, you know, they just not getting back on their feet with their jobs. Now they got to catch back up on bills, people dying left and right. So comedy is like the best medicine right now that I feel like I can do my part to help everybody out in the world, man. And
for sure.
And I just appreciate that everybody is really not only paying attention to me, but giving me the strength to keep driving on, to keep putting out content, man. So
yeah. You go on tour too, don't you? You go to like the different shows, and you definitely go hit like comedy spots.
Yep.
And
I am all over the country right now. Tomorrow I will be with it's Friday and Saturday. I will be in Greenville, South Carolina. I will be with Joe Torre. I will be with John Hinton from the TV show Living Single, and one of my homeboys, Cool Bubba Ice. And I get to do three shows with them. And then I'm off to Raleigh, North Carolina. Then I'm off to Hartford, Connecticut. And then the next day I'm going to Richmond, Texas. Then the next weekend I'm going to Arlington, Texas. Then the next weekend after that, I'm in Columbia, South Carolina. Then after that, I'm in LA. So it's just constant stuff coming up, man. And I go to some of these places, and we selling out shows everywhere we go. And people come up to me and be like, I had to come see you. When I seen your name, I had to come see you. And I'm like, dang, man, that's crazy. Like, people really, really, really like this shit this much, man.
So you know what separates you, I believe, is a few factors. The factor one is that you are real. Like, there are real comedies. There's real comics and everything, and they really are good. But you are also animated. So when you're watching your TikToks and you are definitely just you
get all that on stage. You get all that on stage.
You're your own hype man on stage and everything else. So that's what's really draws people in, is the fact that that's how you do it. And that's
one thing about me, man. One thing about me, if I got people paying $25-$30 to come see me, I'm not going to just stand there and talk. I hate comics that just stand there and talk. Unless your name is like super big, like Kevin Hart or Eddie Murphy or, you know, Dave Chappelle. Yeah, you can just stand there and just talk, and make the money. But I'm going to give you a show. From the time I walk out to the time I leave the stage, I will be putting on a show. I'm going to paint a picture for you. I'm not just going to, you know, just tell you the joke, and I'm going to paint a picture for you. If there's dancing in the joke, I'm going to dance. If there's me bending over in the joke, I'm going to bend over. I'm going to make sure that I paint a good picture for you. So that one of the things that my mentor has taught me is that no matter how good you did during the show, what do people remember about you when you leave? And that's the biggest thing. That is the truth. That's the biggest thing that I've taken from my mentor, man, is just make sure that you put on a show, treat every show like it's your last.
Absolutely. You that's exactly how you do it. Because it's like breathing. You never know. Tomorrow's not promised.
Yep.
Enjoy it, bro. Ride this. I was gonna say wave, but just ride it. You know what? Ride this Kelly wave. Kelly.
The Kellys are going through it, man. First it was Kelly Price. There's R. Yeah. Kelly. Kelly Rowland, she's next.
Yeah, because it travels next. In threes, bro. No.
Travels in threes.
Wendy's asking, what's been your biggest accomplishment so far?
My biggest, now, out of just life in general, or like my career, like far as...
I'm going to say... What's been your biggest accomplishment? Probably with the way Wendy is, probably so far in your life.
My biggest accomplishment outside, and this is outside of my comedy career or anything else I've done, is my biggest accomplishment in life is probably being a good husband.
There you go. How long have you been married?
I've been married 11 years. I've been married since I was 19 years old, so I ain't had no fun. Help. No fun.
So blink twice if you need help.
Nah, man. Married to my high school sweetheart, man. And shoot.
That's cool.
Yeah, man. That's probably my biggest accomplishment. Then it's good.
Right. I got you. So there's number one and then number two. But yeah, definitely.
Biggest accomplishment.
That is. And Wendy's like, oh, that's the best answer. Yeah, that was a really good answer. Big man's asking, top five actors you would want to work alongside with.
Terry Crews.
Yeah, I could see that.
He's definitely number one. The Rock. Most of these people are fit, so
right.
Yeah. The Rock. I would love to work with Marlon Wayans. Of course, Kevin Hart, because he's
a fool.
Yeah, he's just a plum fool. And I can't think of that guy's name from that movie, Taken.
You talking about Liam Neeson?
Yeah. Look like the older white guy.
Yeah, where he's like, I know who you are.
Yeah, I know who you are. Yeah, him.
Yeah. I have a special set of skills.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just feel like for some reason, man. Like, and I know that's weird. Out of all those people that I named, he's the last one. But
nah, man.
Just those are probably my top five.
Top five, man. You know, I think my top five would probably Terry Crews would be a good one. I do like him because I like his, especially when he was in White Girls.
Oh, yeah. And... I'm going to do that. Okay. I'm going to do that. That's going to be a sketch. Go ahead.
Yeah, there you go. When he was in White Girls and he was just a clown in that, and he's flexing and doing his thing. And I thought, okay, this guy's fucking amazing. Christopher Walken is probably one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Adam Sandler, I think. I do like me some Bernie Mac. Rest his soul, man. Bernie Mac, when he played in House Party and he was, I think, like kid's father. Yeah. And he's like, what you gonna do? You gonna fuck him. You gonna fuck him up against the wall, handcuffs on, boy. And I thought, oh my God, this guy's crazy.
I did that skit too, by the way. I'm gonna send it to you whenever we get off here. I'm gonna send it to you. Yeah. I actually got to do a show with his cousin in Chicago at Riddles Comedy Club.
Man, dude, I can imagine. How was that?
Oh,
it was fun, wasn't it?
It was scary though, because Chicago, they're a little different up there. They laugh, but it's like a, you better be funny or like somebody's gonna die.
They're
hey, how you doing?
Yep.
Yeah, that is there. But we had a ball though, man. We had tough. A ball, had fun. His cousin's real cool, man.
I've never been to Chicago. I don't go. I don't think so.
Let me tell you something. We went out to a club and we was coming back and we seen like two cars like chasing each other, hitting a car on the highway. Nobody was getting over. Nobody was acting like they didn't see this but us. I'm freaked out. I'm thinking I'm either about to get shot, ran off the road or something. Cars is driving like that happens normal. I say, yeah, I would never be in Chicago unless I'm getting paid to do something.
Yeah. Wow, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, never. Yeah, I'm,
Mm-mm. I'm good. I'll stay here in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Valkyrie is asking, do you have any shows in Oklahoma?
No, I would have to check the schedule.
Think so.
No. How far is Oklahoma from Detroit?
Michigan. It's a few hours.
Okay.
Exactly. I think it's probably closer to Arlington, Texas than Detroit. I think Arlington, Texas, I believe.
Yeah, I'll be in Arlington. I'll be in Arlington from the 21st to the 24th. Yeah.
Arlington. I think, honestly, I think it's only like maybe 4 hours away.
Hey, it'll damn sure be a 4 hour drive that you would really enjoy.
It's 171 miles.
So but I haven't checked my schedule. Just add me on my social media, and I post a lot of stuff on there. But you got to pay attention to my social media because I post a lot. So if you don't see it within like 10 minutes, you've missed it.
You got to really start scrolling.
Because I have people, I don't know if people have the notifications on or nothing, but I'll post something and in a minute it'll be at like 7,000 something.
Yeah. I've noticed that. Like I saw one, I believe that you posted the NWA with OJ.
Yeah, OJ, LL Cool J.
Yeah, bro.
No, LL Cool J, R. Kelly, Bill Cosby. And, I can't think of the other person. But yeah.
The allegations.
it's terrible, man. Everybody.
I saw that and I was like, oh shit. This is strange fucking good stuff.
Yeah, that shit is hilarious. It's fucked up, but it's funny at the same time. Yeah. Man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you know it's funny because like back in the day, back in the day when I was growing up, comedy was on a whole nother level. They would talk about race, they would talk about religion, they would talk about politics.
Right.
And they still do to a point because now it's like we don't know what to talk about. You know, if you talk too much about the gays, you're anti, and it's just like really, I'm just trying to make people laugh.
Yeah, you gotta be careful what you say, man, because I end my set. Mm-hmm. I end my set with like seven gay jokes. Mm-hmm. But by the time I say the first one, you could just feel the tension in the room. Like everybody's hearts just drop. And I say something about, where my studs at. Everybody just
yeah.
But it's how you say it, though. You got to say it in a respectful way because that is mm-hmm. definitely one group you don't want to upset as your entertainer because they will shut your show down. But it's just jokes, though, man. You know, make sure I don't disrespect anybody and make sure that the people who I'm talking about or even if I'm talking about myself, just make sure everybody enjoy themselves instead of feeling. Because, like I said, we are at a comedy show. We're not here to offend anybody or...
Right,
you know, start some shit out here in the streets or nothing like that. But have people fighting.
But you know what? Too, it's also though people need to start having a little bit thicker skin. You know, mm-hmm. we could poke fun at each other all day. Growing up, that's what we did. We would just mm-hmm. we would poke fun at each other for like the longest time until you mm-hmm. knew you got under someone's skin and you're like, bro, I was just messing around. My mm-hmm. fault, man. We're not going to do it anymore. We're good. Wendy's asking what. What has been the most difficult thing about balancing your career and your family? That's a loaded question.
That's a loaded question.
Holy shit. The most difficult, probably bills.
And it's crazy because my wife is sitting right in the kitchen looking right at me right now.
Oh, well, you have any Florida trips?
really trying to, just... make sure I give enough time to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think, being gone on the weekends, my wife works Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gone. And when I come back, I got to either prepare for another show or I have to continue to make skits and I have to keep sending emails and phone calls and working on material and write material. Make sure I have spent enough time for her. Mm-hmm. Because in the beginning, it kind of really... was taking over my marriage because all I was doing was just comedy. I wasn't making no time for my wife. So I had to learn to balance it out.
Right.
And sometimes just ignore the comedy and just focus on just my marriage, my main supporter. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's probably the biggest. It's managing the time to give my wife the time. Because people think that, They see entertainers in relationships and marriages, and they see them all happy and stuff on social media. You got to remember, these entertainers are gone all the time.
Correct.
So you just got to make sure you balance that stuff all the time. That's why I tell a lot of people, you know, hey, if this life ain't for you, I mean, it's cool to be all in the limelight and stuff like that. But if this is really not the life for you, you need to really, you know, just pay attention and think about what you're doing, because it can make you lose. It can make you or break you if you don't.
Yeah,
if you don't
for sure. Right. And she's a huge supporter, right? Like, huge supporter.
Oh, yeah. She's the one. She's the only one that hears my jokes. And she's the only one that can tell me what jokes to do or what jokes not to do. You know?
So, I got you.
And she's, I'm so the one on stage.
So she travels with you, right? That's cool. Because I'm going to assume.
Not all shows. Not every show, but majority of them.
Majority of them? Especially if like the ones that are like on the like a weekend or something, so she can cut out of her job and then go hang out.
Or even sometimes I fly out for one day, or I would rent a car. And if depending on what time we get out of the show, usually most time we don't leave the comedy club till like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
If it's a 4-hour drive or a 5-hour drive, I will leave straight from the show, go pick her up and come right back and be tired as shit and do the show just so she can be there. But damn. I try to make sure that she make it there, man, because she's not going to lie to me. She's going to tell me exactly, because she knows what to look for. See, right. Most people in the audience, when you go to the comedy show, your only thing you want to do is laugh. Don't really care. You don't really care about nothing else. You just know you paid money. This motherfucker better be funny. But my wife, she don't really care too much about the funny. She want to see. She don't just pay attention to me. She pay attention to the crowd. When I do certain movements, when I say certain things, they react, their body language, when I start talking about certain topics and stuff like that, she pays attention to all of that. And, you know, sometimes when we get back to the hotel room or back home, she'll say, hey, look, when you did this move right here, every time you did it, you got this reaction. I would add this to your routine. Or when you start talking about this, use this word right here. Don't say this, because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, she's on it.
Oh, bro. My wife, bro, she don't play that.
That is good shit. So it's like if you wore like a certain clothing or whatever, she knew exactly, okay, this is how you need to present yourself with this crowd. Yep. And then the more you go, the more different it's going to be. Oh, right. Dude, that's good shit, man. For real. Right. I like that.
Yeah, she
analyzes it.
Yeah, and if I do something that's whack, she's gonna let me know. She's not gonna be like nice about it either.
Right. What's good is that you take the constructive criticism. So you look at her as it's your partner, you know, not just your wife partner, but your business partner in a sense, to definitely take the constructive criticism. That's good shit. Right. Man. I like that.
That came from somebody else though. I probably slap him or something like that, but She can
see, that's good stuff though, man. For real. That's a that's a hell of a woman right there.
Yeah.
For real.
My wife is tough.
Mm-hmm.
She's tough.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just look at her facial expression in the videos.
I've seen some of them where she's just kind of like looking over like,
yeah, she does not.
No, really? Are you really doing this dance right now behind me?
Mm-hmm.
You need to
Yeah, man. Yeah. My wife keeps me grounded, man. She keeps me sane.
Yeah.
She keeps me humble. And if she wasn't around, I'd probably be loose. I'd think I'm the shit.
How many kids do you think you would have right now?
If I wasn't married?
Yeah.
Not 12, 13, something like that.
You have like a football team.
Yeah, man. I have one of them white vans, and let's go.
Come on, kids.
Ghostbuster vans. And I'm about to take it to the store half at a time. Look, y'all can go this time. The other half can go this time. That's how many.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Wendy's asking, what was your dream job as a kid? And then, of course, now.
I always wanted to be a cop.
A cop.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everything about a police, everything about a police officer I used to love. I used to always have the gun, the fake badge, all that shit. Popping shit, sticking to the wall.
Oh yeah.
Arresting my grandmother, all kind of shit.
Oh shit.
In my dream job. Actually, I tried to become a cop.
Really?
Probably about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They said I had too many tattoos, so.
Mm.
But I'm glad they turned me down because look where I'm at now.
Yeah, but you know it's crazy because you have one life. We only get one shot. We get one shot at this. This isn't a fucking dance rehearsal. This is life.
Right.
So if you take a certain path, it might lead you this way, or if you take this other path, it'll lead you this way. So it's like it's almost as though the paths that you've taken to stay the positive route, to stay everything, right, it's leading you to be up on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And now you're doing something that you're just like, y'all are watching me perform on this stage, and I'm enjoying what I'm doing right now.
Man, being on that stage is a feeling that
I can't
even really like explain, but you just feel like, I don't know, man. You just feel like you're on top of the world. Like, you just enjoying yourself. Everybody else enjoying themselves. It's just, I don't know, man. Yeah. You're just doing so much other than just being funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what's a feeling,
once you come out on stage, because I know a lot of comics have different things. Once you come out on stage, what's like the first thing that pops out of your head? Like, what do you say? Like, just to grab the attention of the crowd?
Well, I come out, that you say? As soon as I come out on stage, I have the DJ stop the music immediately. And I say, hey, that's not how I like to come out. When I come out, I like for everybody to go crazy. I said, think of whoever you like the most. Pretend that's me. Now, I'm going to go stand in this corner. I'm going to introduce my damn self again.
Right.
If I don't have everybody's attention in here, like I feel like I should have your attention, I'm going to have them turn the lights on. And I'm going to talk about every fucking body in here until they tell me to get off stage. And then that's when the DJ will turn the lights on.
Right.
I look at everybody, they'll turn the light off, and I say, hey, give it up for your boy, your favorite hood comic, Hulk the Comedian. And then everybody, and then music start playing, everybody starts dancing and jamming. And then, you know, I might do like a little stripper dance or something like that. And then I start the show.
Shit, yeah. Shit, yeah.
And by now, I got people loose, they excited, they blood flowing. Now, all I got to do is slowly lead them into my jokes.
Exactly. And see it now, Wendy threw up since you said something about being a cop. She was like, ooh, ride along with Vanilla Gorilla. The videos would be epic.
That would be hilarious.
Well, then here's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. The vehicles are not that big. So how much do you weigh? I mean, it's going to be all muscle. I'm a fatty, so I take up the driver's seat. And I take up the whole fucking seat.
262
of and the shoulders of a fucking brick house castle.
That's why I got the bricks. That's why I got the bricks.
Yeah, see, so you sitting in the passenger seat now, I got this computer sitting here, you would be cramped.
Yeah, I'm cramped in my car now. I got two Camaros and
I look stupid. The videos would be pretty epic. Yeah.
Drive like this.
Absolutely. So, holy shit. So when you get out to LA, so you're moving out there.
Yeah.
Do you already have something set up? Do you have I don't know. Is there like a job already sitting out there waiting for you, and you're just saying, "Okay, just
pass the time." No, I got a lot of friends out there in the industry, and me, I just got to get there. They ask me to come all the time. So that me moving out there is not just mainly because of my comedy though.
Right.
Where we live at now, I live in the country, so it's really not that much to do. And by me being around entertainment, a lot of people don't know. That's why I make so many skits and stuff at the house all the time, because where I'm at, it's really not that much to do. So I'm always at the house, and I be wanting to go out and take my wife to like certain restaurants. Let's go do shows, or let's go to a concert or something like that. And it's really not that much like that around here. So that'll be good for me and her. I'm gonna be around mainly a lot of stuff that I like to do, and we'll be able to do a lot of stuff as well, way more than what we'll be able to do here. So
I gotcha. Yeah. So you want to go the city life now. You don't want to be in the country anymore.
Nah, man, I'm tired of this shit, man. Bugs and shit every goddamn where. Fucking boxes and shit all in my trash can and stuff like that. Big ass spiders and stuff like that. Mosquitoes are crazy out here. Shit is crazy as hell. Every fucking body want to speak to you and stuff like that. Like, just go to your mailbox and go back in your house like everybody else. Why do you got to speak all the fucking time? Like, it's annoying, bro.
I know. And you know what? Sometimes too, when you're living out in the country, if you live in a small town, so everybody would know you.
Everybody knows everybody.
They know when you fart.
They always got to tell me this dumbass story about my grandmother or somebody growing up or some shit like that. I'm like, I don't care. Leave me alone. Yeah. Let me get my egg so I can go. Leave me alone.
Do you have chickens?
I have chickens. I have goats. I have deers. I have cows. I have horses. I have turkeys. And I have rabbits.
Holy cow, dude. Mm-hmm. What do you do with rabbits?
Rabbit milk.
Milk? Never had it.
It's weird. Takes a lot.
You if it's got a little teat, you can squeeze it. Everything has a little teat.
It's a process, bro. It's a lot. You don't get a lot. You don't get a lot like you get like goats or cow's milk. Yeah.
I just was like, what do you do with rabbits other than get their fucking feet? Like a lucky rabbit's foot. They take your carrots. That's cool.
I had two ducks, but they got loose. So I don't know where they went.
Oh, yeah. Ducks are dirty.
Yeah, bro.
Ducks are dirty.
Yeah, I'm just tired of the country life, man. This shit is just it's just boring. And
see, I saw a video where this chick, she lived on a farm, and she had this chicken. She's holding this chicken. Uh-huh. And I guess like a certain song that she was playing, when she brought it down, it was the edit, right? It was the stitch or whatever. And it ended up being fried chicken. She had a fried chicken at the end of that one. And she bit into it. And I thought, oh my gosh.
No, I'm just too country, bro. Like I'm eating pork. I'm eating pork rinds right now.
Yeah. And those things are so good. You don't eat the spicy ones?
Nah, I can't eat spicy. If I eat anything, I don't even eat hot fries. Like,
really?
You know, the hot fries, those are spicy.
Yeah. Really?
Anything, man. I'll be in here crying, mouth be burning. I can't. Anything spicy, I can't handle. I don't even eat hot sauce because I think it's spicy. I've never had hot sauce a day in my life.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know, back in the day when I lived in Georgia, I used to work for a company called Ready Ice. Ready Ice was the ice plant was in East Point.
Right.
And I used to work there and I enjoyed every fucking bit of that job. And when I worked night shift, that's a whole nother animal. So we would cut out for lunch. Well, lunch was always at like 1 o'clock in the morning. There's nothing open. At 1 o'clock in the morning, I think Crystal Burger was open and maybe KFC out there. That was it.
KFC, damn, mashed potatoes and gravy. I used to go crazy over
there. We tore it up. We'd get a bucket of fried chicken and then I want to say that they hooked us up with like a bucket they had like the half buckets. And it was always the mashed potatoes and gravy. Man, we'd come back to that ice plant. Man, we were scarfing it down. We were high as a kite too. But anyway, I was like 19, 20 years old. But cool story though is that I met Goody Mob and Outkast. They did a video out there. That video, Sky High, Black Ice.
Yeah.
That old song. Mm-hmm. Yep. The part where they're in the ice sculptures and in the ice blocks and they're moving around inside of them. That was at the ice plant. That's how I got to meet them. I was 19. I'm 44 now. I was 19. That was when Outkast was.
Your plant was dope. I worked at a turkey plant. I ain't meet nobody but dirty ass turkeys.
Oh yeah. We were cool because it was the ice company.
Well, I used to make the turkey bacon, so I used to be in the cold.
Yeah, see? Bro, it used to be so cold in the freezer. It was like 16 degrees. I used to walk in with just a t-shirt. I can't get sick. I won't get sick. to this day because my body just, I don't know what it did. Yeah. It went to like some sort of shock.
I couldn't work on the oven side because I was always scared that like they used to have these big ass deep ovens, man, and where they used to cook the turkey bacon. I used to have to push the carts in the oven. I used to always be scared that the oven door was going to close and I was going to faint.
Yeah. And there goes Hulk.
Yeah. Yep. There he goes. Anybody want any extra crispy? There, like nobody's going to hear you in that big ass oven, man.
Yeah. You can scream all you want. All that sound coming off of that. Yeah. Yeah. Nope. Anybody coming in.
Yeah. My wife even be picking on me all the time because every time somebody say something about cremation, I'd be like, no, I don't want to be cremated. That might hurt. She'll look at me and be like,
yeah. Because you know what? Because you've already seen what it would be like.
Yep, I seen what it looked like. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna hurt. No. No. Yep. Nope.
And you can't say nothing.
You're stuck. You are stuck. Wendy's asking, what has been your favorite and least favorite job before comedy?
Favorite job is comedy. Mm-hmm. My least favorite job. I don't know. I don't think I never had any. I haven't had any bad jobs where I just hated my job. Yeah, I used to make it fun. So I used to all. I never was. I'm trying to think of. Mm-hmm. Nah, I can't.
See, I've had a couple of bad jobs, but.
But I haven't had that many jobs. So, I mean, I don't have that many jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw when I worked at Ready Ice, you know what I saw one time is the forklift guy. We had this huge ramp and we used to tell everybody, don't park your cars down at the end of the ramp. Mm-hmm. Well, the parking brake let go of this forklift and the forks were up. It went right into the side of the car, which thunk right into the fucking doors, man. It took out the doors, the window. I mean, it just took everything, just put the two holes right into the thing. And I was like, whoever's new car that is, that's going to suck. Well, yeah, it was the plant manager.
Well, I guess I can say I hate the turkey plant. That was probably my least favorite job because they fired me because I failed a drug test. I was playing. Okay, let me tell the story, man.
Come on, Ricky Williams. What the fuck, bro?
So I was, you know, the little pilot jacks, the electrical ones?
Yeah.
I used to ride them around the plant. Mm-hmm. And I fucked around and slipped and the shit hit me on my ankle. And I was limping around for like the whole day trying to hide it. And they was like, yeah, you need to go to the hospital. I was like, no, I'm fine. Because I knew they was going to drug test me. And
done deal. Look at that thumb. it's a done deal. I saw a guy break his ankle and then went to take him for a drug test.
I don't see myself on the... I just see myself on the bottom screen. As long as you can see me, that's all that matters.
We got you. But I saw a guy, he broke his ankle. And they went to take him for a drug test, and he didn't come back. I was like, well, that sucks.
I worked like 16 hours straight the next day because I just knew. I was trying to make my check as big as shit. I get the turkey plant. When they fire you, they walk you past the lunch break room during lunch. So everybody in the plant, like, that was when they knew somebody was getting fired because nobody was allowed to leave the plant, you know, at that time, unless, you know what I'm saying, you had a doctor's appointment or whatever. But the manager, like if the manager was with you, you was getting fired. So as I'm walking by the window, you just see everybody eating their sandwiches, just shaking their head.
God, that was the walk of shame. They did that on purpose.
To hell with Tyson.
That's who it was? Yeah, Tyson. Yeah,
Tyson, stinking asses.
Ugh, I couldn't do it. I could not work at that, at a chicken or a poultry plant. There's no way.
It's so crazy because the birds... It's so crazy, man, because the birds come in on the truck and they just sitting there just looking all sad and shit. And then you look at them and it's kind of like you got to pick them up and hang them onto this fucking rack and it shocks them and they just paralyze. They just open like that. And then they go through a blade and it just slices their throat. And it's just like, damn, bro, you just feel bad. But turkey bacon is so good.
It is good. We appreciate your sacrifice.
He was a noble pain.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice. Wendy's asking, what do you do to relax or decompress after traveling shows and or working?
I spend time with my wife and smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah, I'd probably do the same thing.
A lot of it.
I mean, I wouldn't be with your wife. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Don't screw even, that.
Nah, man. I don't even be getting mad when dude try to talk to my wife because I just already know how she is. Yeah. She's not going. I just be looking at him like, oh, my God. This.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Wish you the best.
Yeah. Nah, Godspeed.
Yeah, man, just try to spend time with my wife, man. Oh, and my dogs, and just smoke a lot of weed, man. Just try to try to keep as much money in my pocket as possible because my wife will book a trip in a fucking instance. I'll be like, yep, I'm missing like $3,000 out of my account. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Forgot to tell me. So where are we going? It's a surprise. Yeah. $3,000. I need to know exactly where we're going and how long.
That's a lot. Yeah, for sure. I need to know if we're going to like Fiji or what is that?
So Belen are you familiar with the Pocono Mountains?
No.
No? Mm-mm. So the Pocono Mountains is a place where it's like the top of a mountain. It has like a lake at the top of it or something. And there's like a lot of people go there. Thousands of people go there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I rented the whole entire Poconos mountain for me and my wife for like 3 days. I think it was like our fourth anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
It was the only people up there, man. That shit was crazy. Crazy.
I like that. That's fucking cool.
Yeah, I still ain't. Yeah, I still need my money back, though, because there's a lot of money. That was beautiful. I don't like to spend no money, man. I don't care. I try to find, like, if it wasn't for my wife, I would be staying at Red Roof Inns everywhere I go.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, man, I'd be fuck that. $59.99. This is my type of spot.
Look, babe, it's got a hot tub.
All I need is some running water. Ain't even got to be hot. I just need some running water and a bed, and I'm good.
Yeah.
But
she's even asking now, what's been your favorite trip or the furthest you've ever traveled?
My favorite trip would probably have to be our spot in Miami. We love Miami.
Mm-hmm.
The furthest I've ever traveled is LA to the other side. I was supposed to go to Korea for a while when I was in the military, but I ended up getting picked up for a different assignment. But yeah, that's about the furthest I went.
Mm. Yeah.
My favorite is Miami. I actually was going to move to Miami, but that wouldn't have been a good idea. It's just too much.
There's a lot going on down there.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. A lot of
trouble out there, too.
Yep. Weather warm, no clothes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about those Lakers? I mean, you know.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I like the new uniforms. I can't move to Miami, man, unless I get permanent glasses.
Yeah, and blinders like the horses.
Yeah. Just constantly. That's probably my favorite is going to Miami, and the furthest is LA. Yeah.
Is LA? That's pretty.
I just like LA, man. That's cool.
I've never traveled out of the country. I think if I was to travel out of, what would be a place that you'd like to go to? Like out of country, like
Osan, Korea. Like,
well, oh, Korea.
Osan, yeah. Osan, Korea.
I'm not even familiar with it. Like
Osan, Korea is like the good side of Korea, mm-hmm. but that's where they make like everything, like all the gadgets that come out over here, and like they get them way over there like months before we get them.
Oh shit.
Everything, like, you know, like when you see the movies and you see like Korea with all the lights and the partying and stuff like that, that's that side.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think Japan would be kind of cool to go visit.
Yeah.
And then I think I'd like to go see Italy.
I actually was trying to get my wife to go to Paris, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all I wanted to do was take a picture under the tower.
Okay.
It's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to go over there. That's all I wanted to do. And she would not let me do it. Like, all I wanted to do was just fly over there, take the picture, hop on the plane within a couple hours and fly right back.
And fly right back.
And she was like, for what? That's stupid. I was like, no. How many people do you know that has a picture under the tower? No one, right?
I don't know anyone other than the black and whites that you always see at like Hobby Lobby.
That's a nice Facebook flex.
Mm-hmm. No shit.
Yeah,
think about it. Like, man, one of them pictures that you put over your bed.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. I actually do. Germany would be cool.
Germany would be cool.
I don't know if you ever had
the Heist real, do.
Yeah, the real German chocolate.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of German chocolate though. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if we just call it German chocolate or if it's authentically the way
it is. Nah, it's different.
Is it different out there?
German milk chocolate, man, is way better than the chocolate. It'll put the chocolate over here out of business. Yeah.
Do they still put the coconut in there over there?
In some of them.
I'm not a fan of coconut. I don't like the texture of it. Flavor's okay, but not the texture. Texture can go fuck itself.
Nah, man. We
I don't like it.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to do a lot more now, though. I am trying to get out and travel a lot more, too, other than just comedy, because everybody's dying.
Your name is going to go fucking crazy. I mean, the Hulk, come on, for starters. And then, like I said before, the comedy bits are just like, they're on point. So you're just destined to just keep going. And before you know it, you're going to have your own comedy what is it? A show? Not even just a show, just the club, your comedy club.
Yeah. It would be cool, man, because I would love to give other people, other comics a shot to just come and just have fun, bro. Then I can stop thinking about all the bullshit from like my past and my younger past and shit like that. I can really enjoy myself. That's what I'm trying to do now, man. That's what I'm trying to do a lot more now.
Right. So you had it pretty rough growing up.
Yeah, man. I would say my mom and my grandmother, because my grandfather, that's who raised me. But I was raised just on my own because, I mean, I was raised by women. And I'm in the country. So as long as I was outside or as long as I'm back in the house by like 8 o'clock, I mean, that was it. Went through a lot of abuse from my mom's husband, her ex-husband. Ended up getting taken from my mom when I was younger, placed in a foster home, and the judge finally released me back to my grandmother. Being raised by my grandmother, but my grandmother, she was kind of just doing her thing too. I was a little bit older. My grandmother gambles a lot. She used to go to the card house a lot, man, and play cards, and a lot of times I would go with her. I mean, and that wasn't a bad thing. It was just like, you know, I didn't really have enough time to kind of like get the attention that I was seeking for. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Not saying that they mistreated me, because they didn't, you know what I'm saying? But I kind of felt like you know, you do have those kids that do need their own special attention. They want the attention, even though they're already getting it. They just want more.
Right.
And that was me. So like my this upbringing was just rough, man. And then, you know, of course, like, you know, I was almost killed my senior year in high school. I had 12 days to live, had a bad car accident, and man, that was just. But I think I kind of just didn't care about a lot of stuff. My grandfather died in the fifth grade, when I was in the fifth grade, and after he passed away, I didn't give a fuck about no one. I didn't care about human life. I didn't care about what I did to people. I didn't care about nothing. I didn't care about, you know, just nobody, man. Because my grandfather was that guy. Right. He was my Superman, my everything. That was who I looked up to, and that's why I actually work so hard the way that I do. Actually, my middle name means hard worker.
Nice.
And after he passed away, I kind of just bugging, and I bugged out for a long time and pushed everybody away and. You know, luckily, you know, my wife came along, man. So,
yeah.
Because I would probably be in some shit.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you got a lot of traumatic, I wouldn't even say emotional stress going with everything. Yeah, like, back to back to back to back to back. But did you ever, in school, Class clown, class comedian.
Ah, bro, I won that every year. They had that. They have that as awards down here. They put that in the yearbook. every year, man, I stayed getting kicked out of class, bro.
Yeah,
I just didn't care. I didn't care. And the crazy thing was, I was smart. I did good on tests. I passed all of my tests, but I just didn't do homework. I didn't do classwork. I didn't care about none of that. And it was just, my teachers just wondered, like, how are you just this smart, but you're wasting it? But I, you know, I didn't care. I didn't see myself being a comedian. I didn't see myself going to the military. I didn't see myself going to college. All I knew was, hey, I'm going to just do whatever it is I want to do, and life will just work, you know, work itself out. So
you're like a huge fan of like things happening organically, not really like pushing it, just letting it just go.
Yeah, you got to go with the flow, man. That's my big thing, because I'm one of them people that hate like planning stuff to do something and then like it don't happen.
Right.
Ugh. I take it hard, you know? So like, that's why I don't like plan trips and I don't plan like stuff. I just go.
Right.
Because if I plan something and I don't do it, I'm pissed and I'm going to throw a fit. I'm a Pisces, man. I'm a big ass baby. Nobody's going to be happy.
Yeah.
The dogs are sad. Everybody get in your beds. Nobody fucking.
Everybody's going to feel this. This is going to suck for all of us.
I'm giving everybody the cold shoulder. I'm going to go get, you know, Chinese food and don't get nobody else none. I'm pissed. I'm hot.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. See, I'm Aquarius. So, but it's like if something does get planned out and let's say I plan a trip, like a 3-day trip camping, and the whole camping trip, it's nothing but rain, I'm going to be pissed off.
You want to know how bad I was
growing
up? My mom took me to DJJ, drove up to the gates, dropped me off, and drove off.
No.
And I had to stay there, for like 2 days. Locked in a cell.
Oh my God.
She tricked me, man. She tricked me. She said, come on, you want to go on a trip with me? And I had just got in trouble in school too. So I'm thinking like, okay, sure. I guess she must have forgot. Nope, it was a setup. Drove my ass up to the gates and dropped my ass off and drove off.
And you were like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
And the crazy thing was, when we pulled in, I was like, is one of my cousins locked up or something? Did something happen? I had no clue, bro. No clue whatsoever.
All of a sudden, you're seeing taillights.
Yeah, man. I kind of felt like felt like Rose when she let go of Jack's hand and she was like, come back. Yeah, man. I was sad. Yeah,
Mom?
I was like, damn, no love, but.
Yeah.
Nah, man, I had a very fun childhood too, man. Like even though the bad, I did make fun of everything, but that was my way of coping with what I was going through mentally. And I used to go to counselors and stuff like that when I was younger too, mental counselors, man. And but that was my way of coping with it, because it was like a cry for help, but without me really crying, like me doing stuff to catch your attention instead of just walking up to you and saying, hey, you
know, help.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
So if you had anything to say to anybody like that wants to do this, that it's let's say somebody wants to not necessarily follow in your footsteps, but to definitely be like an entrepreneur, right? So that wants to get out there and do stuff, but they're feeling like it's not their comfort zone. What would you say to that person or the group of people that said, hey, man, what would you say to them to encourage them or dissuade them from doing it?
Just be patient. And life is short. That'd be about it. Be patient and life is short. I use that life is short thing a lot now. That's like one of my biggest. That's probably going to be one of my tattoos I'm probably going to end up getting. I've been real big on that with telling people life's short. People put back so much of things they want to do, things they just want to try, and they try to put off until, oh, I'm going to try it next year. Oh, I'm going to go to school next year. Oh, I'm going to try to open my business next year. Oh, I'm going to try to work on this comedian stuff next year. Well, you might not be here next year.
Correct. You might not. We might not be here tomorrow.
We might not be here tomorrow. And I actually told somebody this today. If I die right now, I will be happy with how I live my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no regrets besides besides maybe going back and starting my marriage out the right way. But I was young when I got married. But I'm not using this as an excuse, but just go back and just do things a lot different. But other than that, I don't regret anything that I've, my life be, you know, anything how my life is going right now, because you know, you'll be so surprised at how good at stuff that you would do or something that you would always dreamed of doing if you really just work hard at it and really just stay focused and don't get into the height of like how everybody else be about trying to worry about people, how they look at you, trying to impress other people and just do something that you want to do. Like, my job is fun. I love my job.
Mm-hmm.
I love what I do. I'm never mad to go to work.
That's awesome.
I'm always having fun. And just don't hold off on whatever it is that you're trying to do. Do your research just go for it. Do your research and just go for it. It's really, you know, and just, you know, like I said, main thing, remember, life is short. Life is too short. Just like you have a podcast. Maybe before you was probably contemplating about, should I do the podcast? Or I'll wait. Now, you know what? I'm going to just do it. I'm going to just go for it.
I did a lot of. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. You know, you go ahead. I was about to say, and then next thing you know, your podcast blows and everybody's on it and you get all these people on your show and you're reaching out to people. They're getting back to you and you're like, dang, I never really thought that it would be like this. You know what I'm saying? So you can't put nothing off.
No,
as long as you're not harming nobody, you're not offending nobody, and you're doing the right thing for the right reasons.
Oh, for sure.
Don't make no excuses. No excuses.
Yeah, I'm a huge entrepreneur. So I had my own business for about 5 years. I used to turn wrenches, and I did that for about 5 years. My own shop. I've been in turning wrenches for like 20. So it's kind of like I decided, you know, I'm going to try it, because I came across a meme or something, and it shows a guy jumping off of a cliff, and it says an entrepreneur is someone who jumps off a cliff and builds wings on the way down. And I thought, huh, that's real shit right there. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it, because I'm not going to be that person's laying on my deathbed going, I wish I'd have did this. I wish I'd have done that, because I'm going for it. And that's it. Me, Wendy, and Clinton started the podcast. We started boxing around the idea back in like this time last year. I think we were just boxing the idea around. So I started the YouTube channel in November. First podcast aired like the first week of January, and just been doing it ever since. So it's like you, we're just going to keep going, forward and get punched in the face a couple of times, get kicked in the nuts, but we just got to keep going forward. I mean, that's just the way it goes. Because if you can't stop me, then what makes you think I'm going to stop me? or I can't stop me. What makes you think you can stop me? So
you're going to have the haters along the way. You're going to have people that wasn't there for you in the beginning. All of a sudden they're trying to be your friend and they want to be part of whatever it is that you're doing. And you got the people who are going to support you all the way. And you just can't let the negativity get to you. That's the biggest thing. People get so wound up. The reason why I'm always happy every morning, that the reason why people can get up and as soon as they turn their phone on, I'm posting something stupid online early in the morning, is because I do not let stress get to me. I don't go to bed worrying about whatever the hell just happened that day. You know, even with death, you know, we don't want to see our family go. I try not to let anything really too much get to me. I'm not being reserved, and I'm not being conscious of what's going on. But you have to understand that this is life. This is what happens. People are going to go. People are going to come. And you just don't know. You just don't know when your time is.
100%. That is a true statement.
You know, everybody who has died before they was 30 years old, they always knew that they was going to live to be 99.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you know, and they had a dream and they had a goal, and they didn't get to it. You know, I came across a video and it said, remember that kid that you bullied in high school that committed suicide? And it was like, what? And it was like, yeah, maybe that was the one that was supposed to cure cancer.
Yep.
I was like,
think about that. That is crazy.
That crazy. Really, I didn't pick on anybody in high school, but holy cow, that really hit.
I mean, I picked on people, but it was people who I knew, like, they knew I was just joking. I never was a bully. I never liked bullies. But like I said, most of the time I was just doing silly stuff anyway, so I wasn't really picking on people. But other than that, though, I was cool with everybody in high school anyway. So anyway, I didn't have no enemies.
No, I had a blast in high school.
Yeah, I really did. I didn't date nobody in my high school because I didn't know who I was related to.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, you didn't know who you were related to.
Yeah, I'm from a small town, country. Everybody's related. Every fucking when I was getting my tattoo today. My homegirl asked me, is such and such your cousin? I don't know. Maybe. What is his name? I don't know.
What's the last name?
Yeah. What's the last name?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. That's my cousin.
If it starts with J, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. It's just
every time somebody does the same shit to me, I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah. We go way back.
Yeah. I just say, yeah, man.
Yeah. Fuck it.
So yeah. I was like, nope. I don't know. Who is your uncle again? I don't know. I think. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, nah, man. It was. I miss high school. Absolutely. Though.
Oh, I do that. I don't.
I wish I could go back to high school for like 1 week.
Oh yeah.
Like one full week, like knowing everything you know now, like but just go back and put you kind of like that movie, A Hot Tub Time Machine.
I fucking love that movie.
When they go back and they can just, you know what I'm saying? Oh man, if I can go back, I didn't even go to my fucking high school prom, man.
Mm-mm. I didn't even have a high school prom.
I went to prom anyway.
I bounced from school to school to school to school to school. So for me to fit in and do whatever, I used to just talk, and that used to get me in trouble.
I went to my wife's prom though, but I didn't go with her though. I went with two other Britneys.
That's not cool, man.
Yeah.
I went with two other Britneys.
It was like right before we started dating. So,
Well, because
my wife is older than me. So
I got you. You like them older women, huh?
Yeah, older women. Yeah, they don't be playing around. They put the older women put it on you.
Yeah, they know what they want.
Yeah, I always said I wasn't gonna get married. I was one of those guys. I never get married. My wife put it on me one time. I was like, "Yep, can't let this hit the street."
I love you. Marry me.
Love you. Marry me right now. My mom and them was like, "Nope, you're not. You're too young. I don't care what you say. I know what I need to do."
Yeah, but now look at y'all, killing it.
Yeah, man. Oh.
Killing it.
Yeah, see, I'll be trying to.
I mean, even with what we were just talking about, you know, Wendy was asking about the meaning. What's your most meaningful tattoos? Would you just like to get the ink? Do they tell a story or anything? Because, I mean, obviously the bricks from the freaking older shoulders.
Yeah. My favorite tattoo, I just had got it covered up and I got to get it replaced somewhere else because I got it when I was real young, was my tattoo of my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get it covered up, but I'm getting it redone over. That's had to be my favorite tattoo. I have my wife, my mom, my grandmother, my sister tattooed on me.
Mm.
Oh, and my great grandmother. I need to get my brother because I think he's gonna feel some kind of way. But so
they're definitely meaningful tattoos.
But the one, and the one that probably means the second most. Well, probably the 15th most. It's probably the one I got today. When I got Hulk. Go ahead.
How did that feel? I mean, I know tattoos don't tickle, but
it was rough. Yeah, the throat, bro. It was rough. And I don't like to stop. So like, even if it hurt, like as much as it hurt, I just tell them to keep going. So after she did the outline, it was just like on the throat. So, you know, she went and did this side. And then after like 30, 40 minutes later, after this side them got all tender and shit, she goes back over to this side and then goes back to the middle and starts coloring in. I was like, oh, my God, this shit hurts. But the reason why this one probably means, you know, outside of my wife and my family and stuff like that, means the most to me, because this name will always mean I accomplished something big in my life. Every time I see this and I see hope, mm-hmm. it's automatically going to make me think that, hey, I did it. I made it.
Right.
I made this name pop.
Yeah, bro. You definitely are. Uh-oh. I think we lost your audio.
You got me now?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. It might have been me because I've been kind of glitching here.
My grandmother just tried to call me.
I got you.
But it means the most because it just shows that I accomplished something. And now I have people all over the country knowing Hulk, not from the movie, but Hulk the comedian, Hulk mm-hmm. the funny guy. And yeah, man, this one that I got today means a lot. Means a lot.
That's cool. Me,
I get to always just look straight in the face and just see Hulk. When I get old and they put me in the casket, or if, you know, anything happened, they're gonna see Hulk, you know. So
mm-hmm.
but if it starts to fade away, I will not be getting this shit redone. I will not go through this pain ever again. So however it looks is how it's gonna look. Because there's no way I would rather go to the doctor and get 6 to 7 colonoscopies at once.
There you go. There you go, Michael. Yeah. I'm reading some of the comments, but paying attention to you. But he says, How do I share this to TikTok? There you go, Michael. His stuff is right there on the screen for you, my man. Big man Bassin, even he chased his gene. Let me start over. He chased his dream. So, and he just made a comment earlier. If it wasn't for this podcast, I might not be chasing my dream. So, I mean, I try to be a positive influence on people. I try to keep, whether I'm on patrol or whether I'm talking to my kids or whatever, stop being like a negative Nancy. Think of the positive side of things. Not because when you're growing up, a lot of people, if somebody doesn't text you back right away, you're like, I wonder what he's doing, or I wonder what she's doing. She's probably talking to somebody else. And it immediately goes to the negative because we've always been burned so many times before. So it immediately goes to the negative. But it could be maybe she's taking a shower, or he's taking a shower, or maybe they took a nap. So it doesn't necessarily always have to be a negative. So I always try to preach to people, you know, let's try to start leaning more towards a positive outlook on things than always going towards the negative.
You know, the crazy thing is people want to be positive. People actually mm-hmm. really do. Like even the negative people, they want to be positive, but it's like people are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they're afraid of like how they're going to be viewed, or if they're going to get the same attention that they're getting now, or whatever the case is. And it's like, bro, you can't worry about that. You got to positivity mm-hmm. will take you so far in life. It'll make you feel so much better about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
English is hard.
Yeah, because I couldn't spit it out fast enough. I said, let me start over. That's my man, Big Man Bassin. It is hard.
But, dog, yeah, man, it's crazy, man. Because
absolutely,
this comedy shit is. I don't know, man. I just hope that you know you guys get to see me live one day. So, because people, you think that my videos are funny, yo, the stage you will piss yourself.
I love it.
I know people say that, and I know people say that they're funny, but it's because I'm not gonna say it's funny. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
I would never say I'm funny. That's up to my audience. But it's just different because you see everything that you see on TikTok. That's what you're going to be expecting to see, that what you see on TikTok. And it's totally different, but it's way more crazy and wilder.
And live.
Yeah. Oh, bro. Oh,
that's man. Good. That's good. I'm really hoping one of these days, if you get closer, Arlington's pretty close. When do you come in here? When do you get to Arlington?
The 21st through the 24th
of October. October? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not gonna. I wish I could. I'm not gonna be able to make that one. If you make another show, holler at me if it's around in that spot.
Yeah. I'll be down there. I'll be in Atlanta by Wendy's Sunday, but I'm not doing a show though. I'm just going out there to get some shoes.
Right. good old shoes. I love shoes.
I got the red bottoms, man. I love them shits.
I love shoes. I got all kinds of fucking shoes. But definitely, I definitely want to catch a show. That's for sure. And then I'll walk up to you and be like, it's me,
Vanilla. I'll be like, yep, you come back in the green room with us and see what that kind of shit goes on back here.
Yeah.
Man, it's just, bro.
I know you're living it up, man. And that's mad respect for you. And this is good stuff. You know what I mean? This is you're staying positive. You're staying motivated. You're pushing yourself. Your wife's your manager. Bro, you're just going to go. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch TV one day. I'm going to watch a movie. And I'm going to be like, he looks familiar. Oh, that's Hulk. That is Hulk. He's on the newest, I don't know, Fast and the Furious or whatever. Oh my God. He's, and I'm gonna mess with you, bro.
Because you gotta think, man. I can play, and then the crazy thing too is I know how to act clearly.
Yeah,
I know how to act.
Yeah. But
the crazy thing is I can give off so many roles. I can be the big scary guy. I can be the big goofy guy. I can play so many roles. It's beyond crazy how much stuff I can really do. Because like I said, I use my image for everything. I love the tattoos. Right. I like it when people see the tattoos and you're going to think something totally different, man. And like, and that's a good thing too, because it also teaches people, man, to never judge everyone, treat everybody, like give everybody a shot.
Yeah.
Because I hear a lot of people so much, man, we live in such a divided world right now between just races. And I hear some of the stuff that people complain about and talk about, and not saying that it's not true and not saying that these things don't go on, but it's like, I get along with everybody. Even the people who, I get along with everybody, man. It's like, if I can do it, you can do it. So that's a good thing, man. It teaches a lot of people to just, be kind and be courteous to others, man, and at least give people a shot. Because when you see me in the streets or you see me walking in the store or the mall or whatever, you're not going to think comedian. You're not going to think medical school. You're not going to think military. Mm-hmm. You're not going to think none of that stuff. You're going to think gang. You're going to think drug dealer. You're going to think whatever the case is. So if I can look like this and switch that narrative around and have everybody just on the same page to give people a shot, man.
Bro, yeah. Changing the game right there.
Yeah. And plus two, this sell tickets.
Yeah. That's what it, bro. Bottom line, you still gotta make a paycheck.
Even if you didn't know me, if you see me on the billboard like this saying comedian, you're gonna say, you know what? I don't know who the fuck this guy is, but we're going.
Yeah, he's on a billboard.
There's no way.
I'm gonna check him out.
There's no way. There's no way. There's no way this guy's about to be funny. So, I mean, man.
I'm telling you. I love it. The positivity. Man. I love everything about it, man. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck in the future endeavors and everything. And I really hope we stay in contact. That way you want to do another show later on.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see like a massive difference. Like, hey, man. So I've seen you on this. I've seen you do this. So let's talk about it.
You locked in, man.
That's fucking legit, dude. I like this. It's good stuff. Fast and the Furious 69 is what Big Man Bassin says.
Hey, what?
Fast and the Furious 69. He's like, yeah, Fast and Furious number 69. You can see like The Rock and Jason Statham smacking each other with canes and shit. Maybe one of them will pop a joke. They'll be in a wheelchair, and he'd be like, that's suspicious. How come the bottom of your shoes are dirty? That's
suspicious.
And I'm going to be like, what? I know where that came from.
I seen this lady eating a chicken sandwich in her car in the parking lot today, man. And that shit was hilarious because it was like, damn, you couldn't even pull out of the fucking drive-thru.
Bro, it's serious.
Go home And she was killing that shit. And I was just staring there and just looking at it. I felt weird. I'm just like,
I'm making a joke. You should have ran up on her, knocked on her window.
It's a joke. This is how I come up with jokes, bro. This is just, like, actually, I might do this joke tomorrow. So you remember the riot at the Capitol building, right?
Yeah.
So did you see how the cameras kept putting the camera on the man with no arms and no legs?
Mm-mm.
Do you remember him?
I remember him. Yeah.
So there was a fucking, go and look this up. This is real. So apparently somebody took a bus and drove the handicapped people out there.
Uh-huh.
And they kept panning the camera on the man who ain't have no arms, no legs. So I screenshotted the picture of the man from the TV. And I made a meme, and it went stupid fucking viral, man. I made a meme, and I said, they done let a boneless chicken wing in the Capitol building. Everybody went nuts. So, like, come on, bro. Every time you eat boneless wings, you're going to think about what I just said.
Yeah, boneless. You throw him out in the water, and if he floats, he's Bob.
I was like, why do they keep putting the camera on this man? And like, there's about to be a riot. He has no arms and no legs. Why is he there?
Yeah. He's not, what is he going to do? Well, I mean, there's a riot going on. People are just going to step on him.
Yeah. Everybody loved that damn. Apparently, did you see the one what I put up today where I didn't know that I had a meme out there? The one with the WAP? And I said, I told my pastor.
Worship and pray?
Worship and prayer. Somebody sent me that. They was like, yo, you know you a whole meme out here? I was like, what? I was like, okay, I didn't know. I did that video a long time ago. I'm talking about probably 3 years ago.
That's fucking amazing. I love it.
Worship and prayer.
Worship and prayer.
I want some good WAP in church. This.
I can't imagine how everybody was like, and how just capture that whole thing, right? You know what it is. Everybody else knows what it is. Y'all are like, oh yeah, amen, amen, amen. And then all of a sudden the pastor just yells out, I want some good WAP. And what?
I believe I'm in the right church.
I believe I'm gonna stay here. This is my church right here.
I have $20 for the basket today.
Every week, bro. $20. I want more WAP.
We gotta keep this church running.
Yeah, exactly. Holy shit.
Man.
So what's up?
Now go ahead.
Oh, I was just about to round it out. Like, because at the end of the show, I always do like a motivational thing, but I kind of want you to do something. Like, I know it's kind of on the spot, but like, do you have anything for like anybody that, like I said, do you motivation, like push somebody to keep pushing forward, keep going, chase your dreams, do your thing.
Just be all in, go for it. Don't tomorrow's not promised. Just remember, you know, love yourself and treat people like you want to be treated, and don't push none aside for nothing, because while you're sitting there wasting time, somebody else could be taking your spot.
Oh, yeah.
So
don't try not to procrastinate, for sure. I know I'm huge at procrastinating, but yeah. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today, right?
That's about it, bro. It's simple. Ain't really, we can preach all day, but hey, just go for whatever you feel is right for you. So
100%, 100%. So, man, I really do appreciate you being on tonight, man. I really do.
Oh yeah,
I know it's 10:30, 10:45 out there. You still got to eat that Domino's.
My wife just came downstairs, just looked down, was like,
"You still on this show?" Just wait. One of these days, the Gorilla Lounge is gonna have a studio, and I'm gonna have people coming into the studio.
Hey, yo, that'd be dope.
You come in, we'll get you some Domino's. You can smoke, and you can sip some whiskey. But man, I really do appreciate it. Hang out, or you know what? Send me a message. Do you have a PO box or anything?
Just that email.
Okay. Or send me an email, or I'll send you an email. I'm going to send out a couple little trinkets for being on the show. Right. I really do appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah.
Man, you guys, thank you so much for tonight. This was a bomb show. I like it. Hulk, go eat, man. I know you're ready to eat and do your thing and go make some more TikToks and some and get that paycheck, man. Do your thing. Yeah. Wish you the best of luck this weekend too. Out in South Carolina.
I'm starting off with my R. Kelly joke. So
there you go. Kill it, man. Kill it. Yeah. I'm rooting for you.
All right, man. Thank y'all. Right, appreciate y'all, man. Make sure y'all go add me on social media. I will keep all the content coming. I won't let you down. And if I come to your city, please make sure you do not miss the show. I promise you, when I'm there, if I don't make you laugh, I will give you your money back personally.
Damn.
And yeah. And that's a promise.
There you go.
But I ain't gotta worry about giving you your money back because you're gonna laugh. But
for sure.
Yeah, man. That's
for sure.
Wrap it up. I'm about to go up here and eat my Domino's.
Yeah, tear it up, man. I'm gonna round it out. I'll go ahead and just exit out whenever you feel like it, my man.
All right, and
I appreciate
Wendy,
it.
Bye, Wendy, and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's hilarious too. I seen some of her TikToks. I want to watch it. Especially that one where she said I should have just been a stripper or something like that. It had me crying. Yeah, I was watching it.
There you go. There you go, Wendy.
I should have been a stripper. I should have been the stripper. I was like, what?
See? These are my people, man. I love it. I love it.
It's cool though, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'll take it. All right. You know, y'all take it easy.
Yes, sir. Good luck this weekend, man.
All right, appreciate it, bro.
All right, man. You guys, man, I really appreciate y'all hanging out tonight. Great show. Great everything. Great audience. Thanks for the questions. Thanks for everything tonight, you guys. Everybody that subscribed to the channels, man, I really do appreciate it. We've got 734, 736 now on YouTube. Keep hitting that share, man. Hit the thumbs up. Like it. You like it. You like it. You don't. You don't. I mean, it is what it is. I appreciate it. You guys, I'm going to round it out. It's 9:30 over here, 10:30 probably, or 9:45 now. You guys had a great time. Thank you so much. Again, I'm so sorry for last week. Good things are coming. You'll see. All right, you guys. I'm out of here, and I will see y'all next week. Peace and hair grease.